are here at the CUNA Technology and Operations and Member Experience Council's conference.
2017.
2017, yes. In the desert.
Yes.
But there's a lot going on here.
There is.
And you, Lauren Culp, the manager of the Cooperative Trust, mm-hmm. and keeper of the Crashers.
Keeper of the Crashers.
How are you?
I'm doing really great.
Good.
This is such a fun experience. Every single conference is a little bit different, and so it's super great. Yeah.
So what are you guys doing here?
Well, gosh, we have... We're crashing.
Good.
We've got 12 young professionals, actually 6 for the technology conference and 6 for the operations member experience piece. Mm-hmm. So 12 total, and they are here super eager to learn, really curious. They mm-hmm. ask super great questions, mm-hmm. very insightful. Mm-hmm. So they are getting to participate in all of the regular conference sessions, but that's not enough for young professionals. We also have them scheduled at 7 a.m., and we wrap up most days at 9 p.m., so they get this jam-packed schedule. Goodness. Full of really really great breakout session speakers and a lot of different industry leaders kind of coming in to talk to them. So
what do you guys want to take away from here? I mean, obviously technology and the member experience kind of mm-hmm. makes this industry go round and round and do some really great things.
Yep.
What do you guys want to take away from here?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of twofold. So the first piece is getting these young professionals exposed to the contacts in the industry that they wouldn't otherwise have had, to the network, and to these new ideas that they're taking back. I know even already from the keynote last night, they have all of these new ideas. They were talking about them all night.
Jason Dorsey was the keynote last night.
So good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking about him and what he thought, and every session they come back with something new to talk about. So it is that those ideas and those connections that they're building. The second piece is really how do these crashers, how do they contribute, right? So they're bringing this young perspective, and I think they have a responsibility to make sure that as they're coming here, they're also sharing their insights as that next generation, right? And it's so exciting to be able to see the, you know, millennials and Gen Z after them represented more at conferences like this, because I think that they have a story to tell.
Yeah, they
do.
Their
voice is really important. So I think that is the other piece, is that they're able to share their own insights back to make everybody stronger.
Were you guys able to, I'm going to take it back a little bit, were you guys able to meet with Jason and talk to him? Because I would love to be in that room. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in that room.
It was incredible. Yeah. So he spent about, you know, originally we were just going to do about 30 minutes, and he stayed for an hour, chatted with us. I know the Crashers had some super great questions for him, and he is just a riot. But, you know, it's like the humor tied in with all of these really insightful, data-driven, research-backed truths that people don't even think about. And so, yeah.
Was there anything, I just want to be a fly on the wall in that room, but was there anything that kind of stood out for you in that conversation with them?
Yeah.
I think it'd be just to pick his brain, and then to see the Crashers, because they're like on the front lines of Gen Z and millennial and all that type of stuff we're talking about. So I'd love to know, like, if was there one thing that really stood out?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I think a lot of millennials and young professionals get irritated when they hear millennials getting bashed and all of the things, you know, millennials are entitled or lazy. And it's like, well, that's not us, right? We don't feel that way. And he expressed that he's seeing a split in the generation where some of them are those people who are still living with their parents or who are still, you know, unable to hold a job. But there's this split where there's another track, and a lot of the millennials who get upset by being labeled this way are those ones who are doing everything right. You know, they've gone to college, they moved out, they got a job, they're buying houses and getting married and having kids. And so it's so interesting because they are, he talked about the generation is just splitting into these two different segments. And he shared that in most cases where you would see that is if a generation was at war. And so the ones who go off to war have a very different experience than the ones who stay home. And that's where splits come from. But in this case, it's not that at all. It's really the way that they were parented. In the way that they were raised. So I think for us, it's almost validating because it's like, there is a reason why, you know, millennials were thinking, you know, some people do label them that way, but it's not driven by data. It's really more anecdotal.
Right.
And so I think for a lot of us, that was the key piece of like, oh my gosh, yes, that makes sense.
We're
there's
okay.
two types, right?
Yeah,
we're the other type.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. So gosh, that would, I think that would just be an amazing conversation.
It was, And he has so many good insights because, you know, he is, I think, a millennial himself, but he's also got the research for all of these generations. So I think he's got insight into how a baby boomer thinks that I wouldn't have otherwise thought of. I mean, last night he was talking about, like, dot computers. Is that a thing? I don't know. Some kind of, like, old computer with dot...
dot matrix.
Dot matrix, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the printer.
Like, I don't even know.
You go to the DMV and then you hear that little that's a dot matrix printer. Okay. The annoying fax like sound.
Yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. Punch card computer kind of thing. Yeah. And I never knew. But you know, he's got this insight into the way that things were for them when they were growing up and starting their careers. And so yeah, so many great things.
Did he mention Gen Z? I hate to go on a tangent here, but he did talk about Gen Z at all like that?
He did talk about
Gen Z. Very interesting demographic.
So interesting. And so, you know, what he said for Gen Z is that they are able, and I think the key determining factor of whether or not you're Gen Z is if you were old enough to remember 9/11 is where he's putting that cutoff.
Right.
And so I think in 1995 is kind of where that cutoff is. Mm-hmm. And so he was talking about Gen Z has grown up and kind of sees the issues that millennials are having with student loan debt.
They don't want to be like that?
And don't want to be like that. And so he was talking about, in some cases, they're saving as much as millennials are, but they're like making, in some cases, better life decisions. Mm-hmm. He, in fact, even mentioned the idea that Gen Z might leapfrog that lower portion of millennials who have never really gotten started. They might leapfrog and surpass them. And so in terms of the workforce, in terms of their wealth accumulation, and so it's super interesting to see how there's a whole segment of the millennial population that Gen Z is just going to go right over, and then maybe these millennials will be kind of like a forgotten portion of a generation.
Sad.
I know, it is sad.
Oh,
wow. But good on Gen Z for doing everything right, at least as we know now.
Well, I want to bring it back to credit unions. Yeah. How are you guys going to utilize that information that he had?
Yeah. So many ways, I think. You know, when you go back, especially as a millennial and going back to your credit union as a crasher who came and got all this information, I think first there's the education piece, right? Mm-hmm. Not everybody realizes or understands the different ways that you have to interact with each generation. And so, you know, as baby boomers are kind of going into retirement and then Gen X is getting up like a little closer to that section of life, we're really finding that there are different ways to interact with Gen Z, Gen Y, Gen X, and baby boomers too. And so I think educating everybody at the credit union about, you know, this is what we learned, this is what Jason had to say, here's his book. Gosh, it's so many
things. A lot.
Yeah, a lot there. And so I think it's that education piece, but then it's really about how do you implement it and actually move it forward. Mm-hmm. And so I see that there, you know, especially with the CUNA councils, there's so much opportunity to collaborate as credit unions.
Oh, no doubt.
And that's really where we can hit our stride, I think, and really kind of leverage the economy of scale we have collectively. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think that as the, you know, the crashers were fortunate enough to get complimentary membership to the CUNA councils.
Awesome.
So awesome. Yeah. And I think that's a way that they can also leverage, you know, making sure that we are putting these things into practice. Mm-hmm. So, are our digital strategies up to par? Are we able to, you know, interact with online chats and text messages and all the ways that these younger generations want to be communicated with, but then still utilizing the ways that the baby boomers
the traditional
want.
Stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really about a mix. You know, there's not the one size fits all approach, but it really is about meeting your members where they are.
Very cool. I know you have a busy conference, so I want to wrap up with where are we going to see you guys next? Where are the Crashers going to be next?
Crashers are going to be at the CUNA Lending Council conference, which is in November in Nashville.
Oh, fun.
Yes, and then right after that, we'll be at Big Bright Minds, which is Feline's annual conference, and that is going to be in December in Austin, Texas.
Another fun town.
I know, and I'll give you kind of a little inside scoop. Crash the GAC applications just opened.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so okay. Crash
we'll
the
put that
GAC
in the notes.
2018 applications just opened at www.crashthegac.com.
Okay. Barry, you heard it here first.
I know.
All right.
Super, yeah, so
Lauren,
exciting.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
Nice to meet you in person as well.
Yes, I know. It's always been digital.
Digital. Skype, whatever.
Yeah, futuristic, right?
Exactly. Well, it's nice to see you in person.
Yes, thanks for
good work.
Having
I'm
me.
So
yes,
cool.
Such a pleasure.
Indeed.
Great.
All right. Do well.
See ya.
You are doing well.